the scholars of Islam, they gave a lot of attention to preaching, teaching the knowledge, starting with its basics. Starting with its basics. The person needs to go slowly and he builds on his knowledge. Every time we learn something, maybe this lesson you've heard, you already learned it before. But hearing it again, there will be barakah, there will be benefit, and there will be reward, inshallah, and there will always be something in you that you will learn. And the person needs to not only learn, but also apply. That's very important. Some people have, they know lots, they read lots, they have lots of, maybe they have lots of knowledge, but they don't apply. What benefit is that? So, and some people, they apply, but without knowledge. They imitate blindly without knowledge. And that is also not the right way. The student of knowledge acquires the knowledge and applies what he learned. And he starts with the basics. Az-Zuhri, which was one of the scholars among the followers of the Sahaba, what's his name? Az-Zuhri. He learned from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was from at-Tabi'een, such as Imam Abu Hanifa. Likewise, he was from the Tabi'een as well. Az-Zuhri said, "Man talaba al-haditha jumlatan fatahu jumla," which means the one who seeks the entire knowledge of the hadith all at once misses that knowledge in its entirety. He wants to know everything at once. So that's some people you will find out. Give me Sahih al-Bukhari, which is it's very authentic. Hadiths about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wants to learn from it directly without learning the basics. Sometimes he doesn't have the proper aqidah. So guess what? He's going to miss it all by its entirety. Don't be deceived by looks. Our Shaykh told us about a man in Beirut. He was a memorizer for Al-Quran, but he didn't learn anything from the religion. He just learned how to memorize and recite Al-Quran, but without knowledge. Yani without learning about Tawheed and Aqeedah. When he heard about a hadith, someone was reading a hadith for him. He was blind. Someone was reading a hadith for him. The hadith has a meaning, talks about Allah Ta'ala in one of the words that are mutashabih. It has multiple meanings. But the apparent meaning, if you take it without learning, you're going to think that Allah resembles the creations, wa'iyadhu billah. But only a jahil would do that. In the hadith, he thought it means Allah has ears, wa'iyadhu billahi ta'ala, by which he uses them to listen to the qari' of Al-Quran. This is because of his jahil. He said, no, it means Allah has big ears, wa'iyadhu billahi ta'ala, and he listens to Al-Quran. Attributing bodily parts to Allah is against the religion. It's blasphemy. It belies Al-Quran. It belies the ayah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Just because we hear with an ear doesn't mean Allah hears with an ear. He hears all hearable things without an ear or organ. Just because we have a life with a body and soul doesn't mean the life of Allah is with a body and soul. Allah does not need that. So the jahil led him to think that Allah has bodily parts like ears or hands or eyes or fingers, literally. And this is blasphemy, walayadhu billahi ta'ala. So by this statement that Az-Zuhri mentioned, he meant that one should acquire this knowledge in steps, in a way to be sure that one absorbs and comprehends. That's what we always try to do. To learn and teach enough that we would be able to absorb. Not to show off how much knowledge we have. Enough so we can understand. So I can do my ibadah properly. I want the safety for my akhirah. So it is very important. And that's why I keep making sure that if we don't understand something, if you have any questions, make sure you ask. Because we don't want to just come physically here, but mentally, no, not here. We need you physically and mentally to be. And this advice is to me as well. To be physically and mentally giving the attention to the knowledge of the religion. It is the habit of the scholars, when they first explain a subject or a book, to define its terms. Without giving much details or mentioning many of the exceptions. And you probably notice that when we give the lessons, where we start basics and then later on we say, oh, there is an exception here, there is an exception there. And sometimes without mentioning any restrictions. So this is why, because you are a beginner, as a beginner you build on what you're learning. Then the next time it's explained, gives more details, more proofs, more ayat, more ahadith. And then the next step, more in depth. This is the way of the scholars, this is the way of the students of knowledge. In this context that I just mentioned, learning the beginning, yani learning the hadith slowly, learning the knowledge slowly in this manner. In this context, Imam al-Bukhari said that some scholars explained the term in Al-Quran, Rabbaniyin. The ayah is Kunu Rabbaniyin. Be among those who are Rabbaniyin. Allah is telling us in Al-Quran to be Rabbaniyin. Al-Bukhari and some scholars explain the term Rabbaniyin to mean those who raise, yani those who teach the people at first with the simple matters of the religion, then later in more depth. So first you learn the small, simple things, and then later on more, you learn more and more, you strengthen yourself in that. That is why some people, they think they know a lot, but they are misguided. They memorize so many hadiths, but they don't have the basics. They don't have the proper foundation. They are lost because they did not do this route. They did not learn the knowledge by being Rabbaniyin, learning the simple things and building on it, and then more and more details. They want to jump the ladder or have a shortcut to talk to you about topics that they don't even know about. This is not going to help them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised the one who seeks the knowledge in this manner. He said, "Man kharaja fi talab al-ilmi fahuwa fi sabilillahi hatta yarji'." This hadith, it means the reward. Remember this hadith. It means the reward of the one who goes out seeking the knowledge is similar to the reward of the one who fights for the sake of Allah, the mujahid. The reward of the one who goes out seeking the knowledge is similar to the reward of the one who fights for the sake of Allah. And this is until he or she return home. Until he or she return home. So if you go out to acquire the knowledge, your reward is similar to the reward of the one who goes fi sabilillah. Until one returns home. Again, the hadith is the reward of the one who goes out seeking the knowledge is similar to the reward of the one who fights for the sake of Allah. The one who fights for the sake of Allah, he's putting his entire life on the line. Then he said, and this is until one returns home, to your house. So that's, even if you're going back home, you're still getting that special reward, inshallah ta'ala. And you know the reward of the one who fights for fi sabilillah, the mujahid, is 100 levels in al-jannah and entering paradise without punishment.
Sorry, what is it again?
The reward of the mujahid, the one who fights for the sake of Allah, he will have among the different levels of al-jannah, he will have 100 levels specified for him or her. Between one of these ranks and the next is a distance like the distance between the earth and the sky. So 100 levels. This is the reward of the mujahid. Similarly, the seeker of the knowledge, the student of knowledge, when he goes out to acquire it, he will have similar reward as the Prophet ﷺ said. This is why Imam al-Shafi'i said, طلب العلم أفضل من صلاة النافلة, which means seeking the knowledge of the religion is more rewardable than performing the nafila, which is the optional prayer. It is more important than performing the optional prayer. Learning the knowledge of the religion, especially at Tawheed and Al-Aqidah, is more beneficial, is more rewardable than performing just the nafil prayer. Because the knowledge, it benefits you, and if you pass it on, it benefits others also. As for the nafil, it's good, but it benefits you only for that act of obedience that you did, one instance. As for knowledge, it may benefit you for life. I give you one advice, you carry it with you all year long, or maybe your lifetime long. And our Shaykh, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, spreading the knowledge among the people is better or more important than distributing money among them. Because with the knowledge of the religion, you fight the devils among the humans and the jinn. With the knowledge, you can fight the devils of the humans and the jinn. And you can fight your own evil inclinations. We all have sometimes these bad inclinations, bad thoughts that come in our minds to do bad things. With the knowledge of the religion, you fight the evil humans, the bad human people, the evil jinn, and your own bad side of yourself. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to facilitate this for us and to make us a benefit for others. Ameen.